And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Sports Grid Radio Network, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, all the things we're streaming and coming to you for, and obviously all those great archives that are available through the Let's Talk Hookup app that Adam does such a great job. And I know Corey just sent a nice picture, smiling face, to Dave and Tiffany, and those will be up with our archive shows shortly. Adam does such a great job getting those archive shows up so quick, and it's a really fun part of Let's Talk Hookup, too. If you haven't already, man, if you missed yesterday's show with Captain Tim Ekstrom, you can go back to the archives and you can listen at your leisure. Or you got a rad little rod building tidbit that Tiffany talked about that you didn't quite, maybe I need to go back and revisit that on your drive home from work. You can listen to a couple hours of Let's Talk Hookup and kill some good time. So all of that's all available on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And the only way that you can text in the show, Corey,
is through the app, right?
Yeah.
And hey, if I can do it, anybody can do it, right? Exactly. Super easy. And you do, when you text the show, want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number. Or if you give us a call, 213-432-1090, because we're giving away $300 to Costa Del Mar, man. Like, are you kidding?
So
I mean,
rad, dude,
I'd love a pair of glasses right now, right? Who wouldn't? And it could be all yours right now if you give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app.
So when we went into the break, you teased us a little bit, Corey, talking about, you know, fishthesurf.com and
Bill Varney
and Surf Fishing. And Tiffany, you said you have you and Bill have kind of collaborated. Bill, we've talked about on the show before, has an amazing series of custom rods that were made for surf fishing, and you're a big part of that.
Yeah, me and Bill worked together a few years ago, I keep forgetting time slides by, of coming up with the perfect surf fishing rod where you've got the sensitivity, it's very light,
okay,
and the strength for halibut, corbina, you know, pretty much anything in the surf.
But yet still functional for a half-pound surf perch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very much so.
Right. Which is such a unique thing about surf fishing is you might go through a half a dozen surf perch in a row and then hook a big spot fin or a halibut or something, and, you know, you need a rod that does both.
Exactly. And they come in three different lengths because everybody's different. They come in 8'6", 9'6". I like the 8'6",
okay,
and other people prefer the 9 or the 9'6" because everybody's different.
Sure.
It's got the micro guides on there that has really put the casting part over the top. I can have the same blank with regular spinning guides and the same blank with the microwave guides cast the same way. But with the micro guides, I will cast twice as far.
No kidding.
People don't even know what you're talking about, I guarantee you, because I've seen it, and it is incredible. I didn't realize that Bill's rods had the microwave guides.
Bill went and I went into extensive testings, different, you know, functions, different scenarios to come up with the perfect surf rod. I can't say I did it. Bill did it. He
had
the idea and said, this is what I need, this is what I want. And so we went and sat down, what we call blueprint, and then made different scenarios of everything. And then he'd test them out, and they said, okay, I like this, this, this. I don't like this, this, this.
I love it.
Redesign it all, come up with a blank, come up with everything that sets, you know, for what he wants.
But the microwave guide, getting back to that one, it's revolutionary.
It's
Darren Heim with American Tackle, am I right?
Yep.
Is the, you know, part of that designing there. And it's not the large, the first guide from the reel isn't that large inset. It tapers down to feed it to the other guides, and it's so much cleaner coming off the reel. The distance is like 20% I'm guessing. I don't know numbers, but it's so effortless, and it gives you 20% like extra distance with ease. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
It's a fascinating design.
It is.
And I have a theory about why it works.
Yeah.
I'm not sure anybody knows why it works. A theory is the best we got. Here's mine. You've got the guide itself, and it's the first guide along the rod, and it's not as big as normally a spinning guide would be, but just inside and forward of that half an inch is a very small guide attached to the larger guide. And in a spinning reel, the line comes off coiled, of course, and typically we have a large first guide to accommodate that coil. This is smaller, but that tiny guide, the microwave guide in front of that, I think takes where the line comes back down together, the coil in front of the guide, and it creates a Venturi effect. And I think that's what just sucks the line and creates a longer cast. I think it is actually creates a vacuum and a Venturi effect that just sucks that line through the guide.
It's revolutionary. And do you sell them on you're going to have them.
We're going to have them. I have a funny story on these guides. I had a friend come up to me, Brett, and if he's listening, hi, Brett. Yes, I'm going to tell you about the story you gave me. He comes to me with this old, old rod and says, I want you to refurbish this, but I want to be able to cast further. I'm like, okay, I got the right idea for you, but you may not like the way it looks, but it's going to do what you want. And so I refurbished his rod, put the micro guides on there, handed it to him. Couple of hours later, he goes, I have a problem. I said, what's the problem? He goes, the tree was in the way. I said, what do you mean the tree's in the way? He goes, this thing cast like I've never seen anything cast like this. And the fourth cast, I did it like I was acting. He was in his yard. Like I was acting like I was casting from my boat to the broiler rocks. And it's in the tree.
That's awesome.
Wow,
that's
crazy.
Cool. And that's just from changing the guide train.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Crazy.
That's really cool.
So
and those guides will be available again on vagrods.net when you get the site up.
Yep, as soon as the site's finished and all the little things are corrected, then yes, it will be on vagrods.net.
And what's the proper terminology? Is it microwave guides?
It depends, because they have different styles of the micro guides. They've got low profile ones, big casting ones, spinning ones, so each of them's like microwave, micro guide, you know, depending on what the function is. If you need them, they can always get on my Facebook page, vagrods.net, or Instagram, vagrods, and message me what they need, and I can contact them and get it, because we don't know if it's going to be a couple of days before the website's up or a week or two. But if they need something, shoot me a message on one of the platforms, and I'll get back to them.
Because there are things that happen. I'm sorry to overstep, but there are things that happen in the industry, and sometimes, you know, it's questionable, and it's like, these really do make a difference. Yes.
That's cool. Yeah. I was just going to follow what David said earlier, how important it is to just follow you guys on social media, because that's when we're going to we will, of course, mention on Let's Talk Hookup, if you guys, you know, just keep us up to date when the website does go live. Of course, we'll put the word out again. But the easiest thing would be to follow you guys on all your social media platforms, because obviously you're going to spread the word. And then as you're scrolling through Instagram and you see Tiffany's rod page pop up, oh, hey, the website's live, then we can go check it out and, you know, buy them straight from there. That's cool. Well, hey. Pardon me. Another great text came through. This one is for Tiffany. This one is for Tiffany. I'm looking for an 8-foot rod for my Shimano Tranx 500. I'd be something a little more multi-purpose. I like to cast jigs. I do bottom fishing, and I fish live baits. Most of the rods that I have seen have had a faster tip. I'm looking for a lower to slower medium tip. Do you have any suggestions for me? It's Jim from Morro Bay.
Hi, Jim. I would highly recommend Bacon Sticks.
Okay.
There it is.
And is there a model there within, or is the Bacon Stick a single model? Like, what would be the right?
The Bacon Stick can be built off of any blank that there is. So the conversation between the two of them would would get down to what blank is best for it, and then it can be built on that blank.
Got it. Okay. There you go. Appreciate it very much. Corey, why don't we jump into the phones?
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike Colm from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning. I have a question for you, Tiffany, but I had a thought. I go, I got my favorite scrambled egg surface iron and yo-yo jigs. Are they compatible with any of your bacon sticks? Well, I was just kind of curious on that.
Bacon scrambled egg, that, I like your style.
That, my friend, is our briar patch. That is where they started. I mean, the first bacon sticks I had her built is exactly for that type of thing. So,
that's funny.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Oh, good
so
one.
Ask for the bacon sticks iron.
There it is.
And you say you had a follow-up question, Mike?
Well, yes, I do.
Awesome there. Oh, okay,
I have some. Okay, yeah, I have some old Garcia Conilon surf rods. They're probably about 40, 50 right. years old. Can you restore them to their original looks with like all the original decals and stuff like that? Do you still do that or not really?
We can do it to the best it can be. I don't know what condition your rod is. It could be something that it has splinters in it or something that, you know what I mean? So pretty much we would be able to do it close to it, but it just depends on the condition of it.
I've seen her bring back some old rods to just a luster and a beauty that was just like original. You mentioned decals. Old decals from different companies can be hard to come by, so probably not the decals. Mm-hmm. But the rod itself, oh, that can be done.
Earlier you had talked about rods that end up at the boneyard, rods that you fished with a bunch and the guide went away or whatever the scenario was, or it was just generally beat into the ground, as Dave clearly likes to do. Older rods where the rod finish has started to go away and you can start to see those white fibers up at the tips of the rods, like is that detriment to the rod? Like, does that need to be refurbished? Can it be refurbished? Is it just a looks thing, or do we need to take a step before that rod starts to be compromised?
Need to take a couple of quite a few steps if what you're saying is what I'm imagining. We'd have to do, it's dry, so mm-hmm. we're going to have to undry it, as okay. some people would say, or moisten it. Then you have to refurbish it and take a lot of steps. It can be done. Mm-hmm. If you look, I have actually a video of something that I did that was like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my vaguerods.net Facebook page, Instagram page. It says refurbishing this old rod. And a lot of what you are describing is Isn't what that rod was like. And it's quick because you're only allowed a minute and a half, you know, on Instagram.
Sure.
So, but it shows you the process from beginning to end and what I did and what it looked like at the end.
That's cool. But it's not, that rod doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be retired.
No, you don't have to retire.
You can bring it back.
And you can do other things to it to make the color come back. Just like the one that's, if they want to go and look at the video of it, they'll see it from dilapidated, old, disgusting until what it looked like
that's
originally.
Awesome.
It really comes down to the blank itself. If you see those fibers, that can be dealt with. But are those fibers compromised?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, are they frayed? Are they broken? If so, that can't be fixed. You need a new blank.
Yeah. Okay.
But if the blank itself has its integrity yet, then anything can be done with it.
I like it.
Pretty much to answer his question, 99% of the time, it can be refurbished.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
I like the idea.
Yeah, same. Oh, I had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Dave Bacon, I know you from fighting for our fishing access, and my question is what type of tackle, rods, reels, slow pitch, plastics, et cetera, in your neck of the woods? I'm coming up soon to do some fishing for some bottom grabbers, and I'm also really hoping to check off a white sea bass or a halibut on my list. That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Ahoy, Jeff. Okay, you know those three tackle boxes you got? Bring them.
All of them.
All three?
you know those five rods you got? bring them. And that's because you may end up doing a lot of different types of fishing. If you're going down deep for one of my favorite fish, a raging lingasar, then you're going to need something with some backbone to it. And you're going to use that backbone and ask a lot of that backbone. On the other hand, if you're searching for the white sea bass and you're soaking some baits, maybe you're just outside a kelp bed or something, you may be wanting to pitch a swim bait up into that kelp looking for some calico bass, and you're going to need that long, slender rod that'll pitch that swim bait a good long distance. So the main thing is bring some variety with you, and bring swim baits and bring jigs. And jigs, I'm talking heavy, like 16 ounces even, because you're gonna need to get down there some, because that's where those biggest lingasar live.
That sounds like a good time right there. You have such a beautiful coastline up there. I've had a few times taken a skiff up there and actually fished all the way up to Gaviota Zone, or what do they call the surf spot up there? Right above Gaviota to the west.
Well, there is a whole series of surf spots up there, but it's all Hollister Ranch.
Hollister Ranch, there it is. Yeah, all the way up to there.
And a really great trip can be to launch a skiff or kayak or whatever at Gaviota, and then fish it all the way down to Goleta.
Right. I mean, it's some beautiful bass fishing and shallow water rock fishing, too.
Oh, shallow water rock fishing, some fabulous halibut areas in there. And then watch for a lot of life in the water, just predators, sea lions, birds, all of those, because you may have a squid spawn going there. And if you do, you may find yourself all by your lonesome in the middle of a wide open white sea bass when they are just biting stupid.
Have you seen that this year? I mean, the squid on the coast up there?
Yeah, squid on the coast kind of comes and goes, and it doesn't always get spotted. It's individuals that find it, and then, friends know about that. But for days, it's like there's nobody there, and it's all yours.
I love it.
Sounds dreamy, doesn't it? Hello.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Hey, we've got the angler himself, the realtor himself, Yousef Husseini, on hold for the FishDope.com report. And it's brought to us by Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at Fishman's Processing. And Rick, if you missed it yesterday, they have brown and gold Padre colored Fisherman's Processing shirts.
That's cool.
So you got to step on in and get them up.
I like it after clinching home field, man.
I
like it a lot. All right. Well, hey, let's talk to the man. Yousef's on the line. Good morning, Yousef.
Good morning, Yousef.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
We're doing really good, buddy. Yeah. Anxious to hear. I know a lot of things going on, some good tuna fishing, and give us the dope, man, our fishdope.com report.
You got it. Well, tuna fishing is good. It's on and off. It's definitely, we're losing what we had, that's for sure. I'm going to start off today up on the islands. Clemente's pretty much dried up now. That squid is gone. Sea bass and yellows are pretty much gone. Catalina is still biting. The front side is still has all three Bs, the bass, bonita, and barracuda. Still biting good. Not as good as it was. As we go into fall fishing here, it's kind of normal. Santa Cruz, there's still a little bit on the north side of halibut and sea bass. It's not wide open, but those fish are around still. Tanner Bank is still biting a little bit, or was biting a little bit, and has slowly fizzled out to nothing. The squid have bugged out. There's no fin bait hanging on there, so that's pretty much dried up. There's a little bit of big fish signal up in the same area, northwest San Clemente, like there has been. Fish are a little bit smaller. Some of these big fish guys are still getting them. And doing pretty well on the smaller grade. Down to the islands. The islands last week were really good. We had some really good bluefin fishing for a couple days. I mean, I heard from friends that they were getting solid limits on 40 to 60 pounders. The sea lions were relentless, but if you can get away from them, you're going to boat one. That's pretty much dried up. The yellowtail is still there. But we're going into fall, guys. We had a bunch of yellowfin down on the ridge, down below, and we thought those might make their way up here to where we could get a scratch at them, but that's not going to happen. That warm water pocket closed up, and that's it for our year as far as those yellowfin coming up go.
Well, you're quite the optimist there, Yusuf. Boy, lots of drying up, but certainly some good still fishing opportunities to be had. And, you know, like you said, it definitely hasn't been the midsummer every boat. But, boy, you know, you look at some of those sport boat counts and still some very good hits to be had and some nighttime stops. And you're right, you know, not every boat every time, but still certainly some good fishing up and down the beach.
We've been spoiled the past few years. It's got to come around.
Yeah,
that's true too.
Well, if somebody wants to keep in touch with fishdope.com, they can save $30 off of a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $30. And if somebody wants the best handle on the real estate game, which isn't completely dried up, how do we stay in touch with you? And what's the latest with our anglers realtor?
You can get me at 619-277-2169. You can also get me at Cal Realty on most social media platforms, as well as on my website, sportsmansrealty.com. Interest rates are coming down, and this market's going to start rolling. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, let's do it. Give me a call.
I love it. Great job, buddy. Appreciate a report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Hughes. Appreciate that very much.
And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, and they're designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. And Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com, or you can go see the trolling motor doctor or Anglers Marine, both in Anaheim and in Lakeside, and check Norsk Lithium. How about that? It's kind of
cool. Rad, yeah.
You know, he was talking about the water temperatures dropping and everything, and I wonder, because this seems super early, Rick.
Agreed.
For, you know, late September, for the water temps to have fallen without them rebounding somewhat, right?
That's how I
feel. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I do. I really do. Like I said, I mean,
late October, I would say, okay, you know, maybe it is on the downward.
I'm a forever optimist, I guess, but yeah. I really do. Like, I think that this is more a dip than
a fall.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Yeah, totally. And like I said, there was some good scores this week. I mean,
absolutely.
Really was. Like, there was some very good fishing on the Tanner, and there was definitely some trips that swung and missed. And, you know, in the heat of things, there was more hitting than there was missing. But, yeah, there was still some plenty of good scores. Yeah. And I do. I think we got plenty of good fishing still in front of us. I had a really fun text that I wanted to read, and it says, I really love the direction of the show today. I started building rods of my own as a hobby many years ago and started from stripping down an old Fenwick factory rod as a young boy and rewrapping it to my own style. These options are endless. My question is for Tiffany. Can you speak, which we've already commented a little bit on this part, can you speak between the benefits of fiberglass and composites, which we've covered some, and the benefits of both? Also, can you cork tape reel seat, can a cork tape reel seat be converted to a reel seat without stripping all the guides off? Meaning he's got a cork tape reel seat now and he wants to switch to some sort of a cord or a hypalon and a reel seat. Can that be retrofitted after the fact? That's all from Dan in Pomona.
Hello, Dan. Let me see if I got this question straight. You have a cork tape right now. Is it deckhand right. style with the reel seat, or is it just deckhand style?
So deckhand, no reel seat.
No reel seat. Okay. And you want to transfer it to
You want to have a real seat on it.
A real seat with the cork, or are you wanting to switch?
His text was just he wants to convert to a rod that has a real seat. So, you know, maybe he's got a Tranks or some, he wants to fish a reel that doesn't have a good clamp system, but he's got all cork tape or all deckhand style grip now and wants to be able to affix a real seat.
The proper way to do that is, you know, you're going to want to cut off the cork tape down to where the edge of the reel seat would be. You may not have to take all of the guides off, but you always want to build, you know, when you're putting components on, going from the top down, because the rod's tapered down. You don't want to put a reel seat that's huge, mm-hmm. having to go from the butt end up. You want it to fit very, very snug. So you can take your reel seat and slide it down to where it stops at one of the guides and just take those guides off. You don't have to strip down the hole unless it needs to be, but you don't have to strip the whole thing down.
And I would guess, too, a lot of it depends on the diameter of blank that he's hoping to do that to.
Yeah.
You know, an old CalStar, you know, 90J, the butt section is going to be so big, you're not going to put a reel seat from the back going forward. But if he's got a skinny little Batson blank that, you know, the reel seat's going to slide from the butt going forward regardless, then maybe right. maybe he still isn't. So a bit probably going to depend on what he has to start with from the get-go.
Exactly.
Okay. And you were mentioning that you might leave the cork tape into position, at least in the top half, so that you're only having to redo the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Unless it needs to be done. I mean,
sure.
I'm one of those that are like, okay, this part here, we need to do the whole thing. But a lot of times, you know, it's the cork tape itself is fine. You don't need to redo the whole thing, just right up to where you're, just cut it off right to where it's going to be.
And a customer utilizing you, I mean, they could make that decision and
yeah.
you can work with it the way,
yeah.
the way
I'm
they
not,
want it.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell them, oh yeah, you need to strip down everything, you need new guides, you need this, you need that. That's going to be $400
yeah,
right, amount
right.
of money. No, this is what needs to be done. We can save this part. And a lot of times with like the cork tape, you know, just bits and pieces might be a little worn, but not enough to where you have to completely strip it. Worst scenario case, let's just put X-Wrap over it.
There you go.
Or something, you know.
You've got a lifetime of rebuilding dad's rods that have been beat to death and bring them back. So you have an interesting bag of tools and tricks on fixing rods that have been beat down like
no,
that.
No, don't get me started with what he does to his rods.
We each have our function here. And wearing them out is my function. I excel at it.
Oh, that's a good one. Hey, we're going to be right back more with David Bacon and Tiffany Vague when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and that Sports Grid Radio Network.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes
fishing in the same areas as in the 40s. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars, saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And having so much fun, Rick, and talking good times. And if you want to join us, still time to do it. One open line at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app and make sure you leave your name and telephone number. We're giving away a $300 Costa gift certificate at the end of the show.
So rad.
Super
been,
cool.
It's been a lot of fun. And, again, you know, Dave and Tiffany, I know you guys had to come down from Santa Barbara, and we really appreciate it. But I think the website's going to go great. We've talked about it plenty, but I think we should mention it one more time. You guys have put a tremendous amount of work into this website, and there's a lot of things. It's not live yet, but we're talking any day. And, again, that's vaguerods.net.
Mm-hmm.
I have watched Tiffany work roughly 14 hours a day for, I'd say, about 5 months now.
Wow.
And loading up the thousands of products we have on there and working on her relations, which she has deep relations in this industry. And the most exciting part to us is being able to offer quality products, but at rock bottom prices,
right,
below MSRP.
What's cool is this website is going to apply to so many different people. Whether you're a hardcore rod builder and you're looking to get a great deal on components, whether you're looking to buy a completed custom rod, whether you're looking for information about how to build your own and then have access to the components. I mean, you really built this kind of for everybody that wants to be involved with fishing. Or just like you even said, there's going to be, you know, rods that meet your guys' approval. There'll be factory-made rods that are available that you can just purchase straight up from the website. But there are rods that you guys like and you put your faith behind.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, that's exciting. And again, if somebody wants to keep up with your social media that's going to give us the info where, you know, when and where the website becomes live, what's the best way to follow you?
Well, Instagram's Vague Rods, and our Facebook page is vaguerods.net. And if they have any questions or, you know, want to sign up on a class or anything, hit me up on one of those websites. I always answer the questions and the how-tos.
Yeah. You made a very dangerous request, and that was any text message that we weren't able to read on the show.
Which
you
is a lot, right?
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Tiffany, you said you were happy to answer all those questions, and they could reach you via direct message on your Instagram or whatever it may be. I'm warning you that there's about 75 that we haven't got to yet, and we still have another half-hour show. So
I sleep
I hope
between
you got plenty
10
of time,
and 6.
So. Well, we've got a busy morning on the phones, a lot of fun. And we got our buddy Scott Sherman standing by on the line right now. What's up, Scott?
Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Love the show. I had a question for your guest here. I'm an old school guy, and I still fish my old Baja Saber I got when I was 13 years old, and I absolutely love that rod.
I love it.
Did you? Yeah, it's a, they're great rods. They really are. I mean, that thing's got a tip. You can feel an anchovy wiggle, but you can put a 30-pound fish on the deck pretty easy. I found another one at a garage sale the other day that needs to be redone, but it's configured for a spinning rod. Mm-hmm. Does the blank make a difference between spinning and conventional, or can a spinning rod be redone and have new guides in that and set it up for conventional?
What a great question.
Yeah, a really good question.
A blank can be used for both, spinning, conventional, whatever you want it. It's all about where the spine is. That would, you know, when you're building a rod, I mean, you can have any blank and make it into a spinning or a conventional.
What's a spine, Tiffany?
The spine is your backbone. But on the rod, it's, or on the blank, it's mm-hmm. pretty much like your backbone.
And there's a particular, even though the blank is round, there's basically a line at which that spine is, mm-hmm. and then your guides would be on one side or the other of that spine.
Depending.
If you were doing conventional or spinning?
Exactly.
Okay. So even though he might have spinning rod, this rod might have spinning guides on it now, and they're on one side of the spine, you could get a hold of that, cut all those guides off, put the guides on the 180-degree side mm-hmm. of that spine, and now it's set up for fishing conventional.
Exactly.
Got it.
Or Sherm could join one of your classes.
Yes.
And learn how to do it,
I
right?
would love to have you on one of my classes.
You know,
I've got too much stuff in my garage already to set it up for ramp rod.
You've got a boneyard. Yeah.
Boneyard.
Yeah, we all do. I'm going to add one comment about that backbone or spine or spline, and that is, We know how to find it, but we tend to view it as a straight line down the rod, and it is not. If
Very
you could
good point.
If you could take each foot of that rod, you would and find out where the spline is on that foot, you would see that from one end to the other of the rod, that spline meanders a bit. And that's because of the shape of the pieces of material that go into wrapping around the mandrel when they build the blank. And so what we're really weighing or finding is the average of the spline all the way up and down the rod.
Very interesting.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, because I always viewed it as like the straight line, and you know, I'm not a rod builder, of course. I'm just, it's my hammer and nail and get the job done, right? But
if you didn't pay any attention to that, Tiffany, just you wrapped the guides in a straight line, but it wasn't on or off the spine, would you feel it in the fishing rod? Like, would you know that rod wasn't performing the way that it should be?
Yeah, it kind of wants to shift to a side when you're reeling in a fish or something. Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah.
And that's how you find the spine of the spline, right? I mean, you actually roll the rod, and where it
yep.
wants to
yeah.
settle is... And again, I'm not a rod builder, but I mean, I've seen that done,
I know,
right?
You got it.
You should take my class because you seem to know a lot.
Not really.
If you haven't found the spline and put the guides on properly and the reel seat, then you will find yourself constantly all day long compensating for that, and your arms and your wrists and your hands are going to wear out sooner. It's a really important functional part.
There again, in the beginning of the show, we talked about the difference between a custom rod and a factory rod, and that not all factory rods are built the same. There's plenty of high-end factory rod manufacturers that those rods are built on spline, and they're built just right, and they're built the same way Tiffany would done, but they're just all built the same. But then there's other ones that are not that way, that don't have the guides on the spline and don't have whatever it might be. And again, not all things are equal.
Nope.
That sounds like a nightmare to me, Rick.
Yeah, you're not lying. Why don't we jump into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Barry? Barry calling from Ventura. Good morning, Barry.
What's up, Barry?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm curious about fly fishing rods. Do you guys make custom fly fishing rods? And if you do you make a two-piece or even a three-piece for traveling?
Yes, question. We do. We do two-piece, four-piece.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah, whatever it might be. Typically, a lot of people for traveling have us do four-piece.
And you have a range of weights of four-piece rods.
Yeah, two-weight, four-weight, six-weight, eight-weight, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
That's awesome.
And, you know, fly fishing folks frequently have a dickens of a time finding what they need anywhere, online or brick and mortar. And Tiffany has done a lot of work to make sure that we've got a lot of fly fishing gear, blanks, components, all of that on the website. So we're going to be a real good resource.
I'll tell you the other thing is fly fishing rods are just inherently expensive. They just are. And I know that that's a big thing that you guys are wanting to do with this website is offer very, you know, affordable pricing for people that want to go fishing. And that's a segment of business where it is not uncommon to see, you know, four-digit price tags on rods. And, you know, your goal is to build gear that, you know, that not only function fantastic, and obviously your design is second to none, but also have, you know, make it easier, easier on somebody's pocketbook.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I got into going this route with it, because I know a lot of people that can't afford having high-end stuff. So we came up with a way so that somebody who couldn't afford it could actually build it.
Yeah, exactly.
And or have me build it, either way, but they'll be able to have something that will last forever and, you know, something that's theirs at a high end, but without having to spend their next month's rent.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that's important to consider because much of the cost of a custom rod is in the labor. I mean, there's hours.
Sure.
There's a lot of hours that goes into this. And when you start getting into higher end things like weaves or really good grips like the Tiffany grip that is a woven grip, there's untold hours in that.
Yeah.
So if someone learns to build a rod, they will end up having a custom rod at just the cost of the blank and the components, and it's their own time, they're doing it for themselves, so it's a thing of beauty there that they end up getting at a very realistic, good price.
We build a lot of custom rods through the tackle store, and even, you know, and the price tags can get up there because custom labor, like you said, the hours of labor that go into it still don't come close to compensating. I mean, I don't know what Tiffany charges, but I already know it's not enough. And I mean that because, like, it's a labor of love. Like, if you added up all of the hours that you have into doing a weave and then put the price tag down, you realize that you're paying yourself less than minimum wage on an unbelievable artistic thing that you're going to have forever. And, you know, you're teaching people the skills to get to do that on their own. I think it's awesome. I love what you guys are doing. I'm really excited about it. I'm pumped on the website coming forward. Well, hey, I wanted to read another fun text, and it was from Bill, and he's from Mission Viejo. He says, my son is graduating from college this year, and I'd really like to get him a custom rod for catching 100-plus pound tuna. Can you give me some direction and some recommendations on where to go for a custom rod?
Bacon sticks.
All right.
There it is.
Get the power horse.
Okay.
And power horse. I mean, what is... Describe it. I mean, are we describing David Bacon?
If you need to lift it, it'll do it.
It'll do it. Okay.
And you're going to have to take that fish he's talking about, and you're going to have to lift it from very deep. And he's going to need some power. You know, he just graduated from college. He's a young lad with good power, you know? So he can take a bacon sticks, power stick, and he can do that. And so that's a good choice for him.
And add a workhorse to it.
And there it is.
And you can build that. It doesn't have to be a plain Jane like day. Like, you can build that in... whatever. You could build it in his college colors, or you could put a, you know, whatever direction you wanted to go. That's what's so cool about what Tiffany does, is you're an expert at both form and function.
Or if he wants to go the extravagant route, he can send me a picture of his college logo. And I can weave that logo into the rod.
Come on.
Yep.
How cool is that?
I did that for Anglerette.
That's so cool.
Wow.
So whatever, you could weave an SDSU logo, can weave a UCLA, whatever. You have the ability of doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
What a cool gift that would be, too, to celebrate.
Padre brown and gold.
I love it, man. That's rad. Well, that's very cool, Bill, and I hope, congratulations to your son there, too. I hope you guys get a cool stick. Why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Tom? Tom Cohn from University City. Good morning, Tom.
What up, Tom?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I have a couple of Hey, I have a couple Secret Americans that have those chrome guides. And, you know, early on when I started fishing, I had gotten some rods where those guides actually, like, corroded my line and broke the line. So I was wondering, how do you tell when somebody brings in an older rod and they have those chrome guides, how do you guys tell if you need to replace them or if they're fine in terms of, like, the corrosion and whether that's going to impact the line?
Well, if you look at the connections between the ring and the guide itself, you'll see either green or brown, or if you'll see, I don't know which brand of guides you have on, but some brands will have almost like a bubbly look almost that's starting to form. That's when you know the rings are going to start popping.
That doesn't sound good.
No. It's funny to watch, though, when they're on the boat and all of a sudden you see a ring go dink.
Not good.
It only happens on big fish.
Right? Exactly.
I remember when I started working in the tackle store years ago that, you know, you always wanted a ring guide because they were so much stronger, and the old insert style guides, everybody would say, oh, the ceramics always pop out of those. And, you know, and over the years of seeing rods come in for repair, it seems like that role has almost flipped, you know, where I almost feel like we see more, you know, solders from a ring guide yep. fail than we do inserts coming out of the insert style guides. You see so much more of that. What's your opinion on the insert style guides versus the traditional ring guides?
They're formed. So the outer side is formed more to it, keeping it closed in, where the old school style, you could see things happening where it could start popping out. But the way they started to designing them now, they're formed.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I would say like on almost like a 3-to-1 basis now, we see an older style ring guide fail before we see a good, and not all insert style guides are made the same. You know, some of them, like Tiffany's saying, they're pressed in. Some are just held from epoxy. So there's different ways to go about it. But, you know, overall, there's probably more, you know, I think that has almost surpassed. But again, every rod different for every feature too.
Yep.
You know, when you're talking about well, how do I want to say this? Trust and faith has a lot to do with what you're able to do out there on the water. And if you're fishing with a rod that you've looked at it and you've got any question at all about the integrity of those guides, replace them. And that's because when you do hook onto that big fish, again, when you bend that rod, you want absolute faith in it.
There it is. And there's nothing worse, man. I've had like those inserts crack and you don't realize it, but why are you breaking your line, right? It only happens when you're loading up on a fish.
A
huge tip that I could give that I've had to go through is a Q-tip. And that Q-tip rung through the guides, you'll quickly see the snag with the Q-tip cotton fibers grabbing it. And dude, I have found issues I didn't realize I ever had.
That's a great tip.
That was the other thing I was going to bring up is Q-tips or cotton balls.
Yeah,
because when
it.
You take the cotton ball out, it's formed.
Right.
Right? But if you bring them through the guide,
it should come through cleanly.
It should come through, well, not just that, but it shouldn't change shape.
Right.
Same with the Q-tips. The Q-tips a little bit easier for people to use because they want to shove the cotton ball up and not let it, you know, do it. But if you use a Q-tip and it changes shapes anywhere on it, or like one little thread coming up, there's a burr inside of there.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
You know, especially a guy like you, Corey, that likes to travel, it's not terribly expensive to pick, one or two or three guide sizes and a couple of tips and just have that little thing, you know, have a little baggie with you and then, you know, a spool of electrical tape and some rod tip glue will get you through a weekend. It's not going to fix you permanently, but if you travel to Cedros and your rod's going to go down, you can get yourself through.
I'll give you one step better, and I've had to do it at El Salto, is small spectra, and you can actually wrap it up. Well, I mean, just for an emergency,
need
to get through the next day, right, kind of thing.
Totally, and I mean, a little pocket full of guides and some tips will keep you going where it might not otherwise.
All right.
I've seen my dad do it with mono real quick. You know, a customer brought their rod on.
Just wrap it on.
And he would wrap it on real quick, you know, and then the customer would fish the rest of the day, but got to go home and
There it is. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk a Kebab and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford, make it yours, make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa, King Tide, rule the water.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and it's that time. Tiffany, go ahead and flip that coin. And
okay.
We've got a caller today, and our caller is Tom in University City.
Congratulations,
$300,
Tom.
Man, coming your way for Costa Del Mar.
That's great. Well, congratulations there for sure. And, man, what a fun time, you guys. It was a great show. I can't believe how fast those 2 hours go by. We were just talking about it, but very unique. I think the website is a great idea. Your passion for custom rod building, both in the, beautiful style, but also building heavy duty sticks that even dad can't break is awesome. One more time, give us the rundown. How do we find Vague Rods? When do we get excited to see the new website, the classes? Give us the whole rundown of everything.
Well, on Instagram, it's Vague Rods. On our Facebook page, it's vaguerods.net. TikTok is Vague Custom Rods, and then the YouTube is Vague Rods.
Okay, and with that, we're going to find all of the, you'll have all of the listings of when the website will go live, the classes, and you'll list when the classes start, and those are all done through Zoom, so it's full. You had talked about teaching at the college level, and you're basically taking that in your Zoom rod building classes as well.
For 6-week courses instead of 1 and 2 days. They'll go step by step all the whole way.
I love it. That's great. Well, cool. Well, great info, you guys. And again, vaguerods.net, because we use a net. Dave, I love that style. And if somebody wants to come fishing with you, Captain Dave, we still charter fishing. Just you're just having fun now, and it's all about the rod and the rod building business. Awesome, you guys. Well, a great job. And again, tons of components going to be available, and then tons more coming forward, too. I know, Dave talked about you adding, thousands of parts and pieces to the website, but still more to come. I mean, that's going to be a battle that doesn't slow anytime soon.
Nope. Every day I'm adding new stuff to the website.
I love it.
We need to get David in here again and talk about calico bass, man.
No doubt about it. Well, a great job, you guys. And again, thank you for making the ride down. We're very excited. Lots of custom rod building. It's something that we just don't get to talk about a ton, and it's a tool that all of us use, and you guys shed a lot of light on it. We really appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we appreciate you. Boy, next week, another couple of great shows coming for you. Next Saturday, we have Lyle and Elena Belquist coming, fisheries biologists, another very cool take on the show. Haven't had Lyle and Elena on in quite some time. It'll be a lot of fun there. And then next Sunday, Valerie Hoprich from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Going to be a couple of great shows. We appreciate you listening. A huge thanks to JP. A huge thanks to Adam for keeping us on. And, boy, we really appreciate you listening. We'll look forward to hearing, talking to you next weekend. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Saturday and Sunday. And we're on the 1090. We're on the live stream, Facebook, and more. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on 1090 and the Sports Grid Radio Network.